Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo Uji just making a video about, is this okay? Well, let's go. Yeah, look at our world, is this shit okay? Look at this thing, condoms that change color in contact with STDs. Wins tech award, yay, that's what we need to do, right? And let's see what the evil Skeletor guy says. That explains why gay pride symbol is a rainbow. Yes, yes indeed. Well, won't you taste the rainbow, right? Yeah, and do you want to know what else is fucking scary? Look what's coming out of China with face grafts. What do I mean? Well, let's watch.
Going on right now in China of older women getting face transplants. Now, I'm sure this is...
Yeah, that's nice. You skin someone's face off just so you could do what with it? Just so you could make a mask? Oh yes, who else are you going to skin alive, right? We can make a mask about this dude, yeah? Well, you want to have your own George Floyd mask? Oh, that'll be fun. Yeah, you could look like a weird version of Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs. Oh shit, man, this is the world that we live in. Oh yes, China, take us over, please.
Not new technology, and we've had the ability to probably do this for several years. And... it's now just going mainstream. But my only question is where are they getting these faces from? Because if you ask me, this looks like a child's face.
Yeah, wouldn't you rather have the face of something that's young and beautiful, or you have the face of this 50-year-old woman? What's your choice, huh? Just saying.
And we know how big the human trafficking problem is, not just in our country, but internationally. So I dare to ask the question, where are they getting children's faces from? It's crazy.
Yeah, hopefully one day they could cure people's stupidity, right? Like this, if they could cure autism with someone's turds, then go for it, right? Stick something up your ass. At least it's beneficial, right? Huh? Yeah? You know what's beneficial? That the Pope is already gone. Yeah! I guess apparently, supposedly, J.D. Vance took him out. Yeah, that guy's doing God's work, right? Let's watch. Who knows, maybe the Pope will come back reincarnated as a half-breed to a white chick. You never know. Yes, go breed yourself out of extinction, right? Here comes the Pope. Oh yeah, the one that believes in reincarnation is the Dalai Lama, right? Same difference, right? No matter what, the West is gonna get culturally enriched, right? Huh? I hope not, but that's what it is. Yeah, don't let these people try to fuck you. You should turn them around and fuck them. Just saying, because I know you're better than these people. Go prove me right, please. Okay? Huh? Yeah, just be careful. One day they'll put you in a box. Just saying. Don't be that guy. Yep, sooner or later when the Great War happens, you're gonna start raiding people's last rights. But the thing is, you need to be the last man standing. Because if you're not, here's your bed. Enjoy. Yes, don't cry for me. I'm already dead. Bye, Felicia. Yeah, the funny thing is that with overpopulation, they're gonna start turning them into solid green. And guess what we're gonna be eating? Yum. Yeah, be careful what you eat, man, because they're putting all kinds of funky shit in your food. Well, anyways, I better get the hell out of here because I'm just being stupid. Well, goodbye.
We're really inside of a quantum computer. The people in power are old souls. They are old souls. They've cheated death in ancient Egypt. And they've been recycling souls in a matrix. And you're part of that matrix. And they want to recycle you. It's time for a reset. The moon. It's the intercept your soul to keep us from making it to the North Pole. The objective is to get to the center of the square. The center of the circle. But why are you trying to do that? It's enemies trying to block you and intercept you and make sure you don't get the ball in the circle.